It's Valentine's Day, which means there will probably be a lot of dates tonight, probably a lot of online dates. According to the Pew Research Center, 59% of U.S. adults think online dating, using apps like Tinder, Match, eHarmony, is a good way to meet people. There are also more single people in the U.S. than ever, around 45% of adults. Last May, I spoke with Stanford sociology professor Michael Rosenfeld, who studies online dating, and Whitney Wolf, the CEO of the dating app Bumble. And I started by asking Michael, how many people are using these apps?
The apps are really common. When I talk to people who are single, who are dating, one of the things they say is that you have to use the apps because everybody else is on them. So for people who are looking for partners, the internet and the cell phone have displaced a lot of the old ways people used to meet. The old ways were kind of ad hoc and happenstance. You know, you meet somebody at the bar, or your mom maybe knew somebody who had a kid who was your age. And
right.
It was her idea that the two of you would be perfect together, even though usually she didn't really know that other person. The internet and the phone apps give people more control. There's more potential partners online than there are at the local bar, because if you crawl over to the local bar right now, there's only five other people there.
What are you seeing, Whitney, when you look at your data of who's using Bumble? Who's using these apps, and is it changing?
You know, when I first got started, we were combating this antiquated stereotype of who used online dating. And we really set out to make it popular with millennials. What I find to be so fascinating now is I'm seeing an inverse in that trend. So while, for better or for worse, most everybody has tried an online dating app at this point in the 18 to 35-year-old age range, now what I'm seeing is a new wave of kind of second-round daters joining people, you know, in my mother's group of friends, a lot of women that have gone through divorces or are ready for something new. So I truly believe that what we're seeing with online dating is very similar to what happened with the MySpace-Facebook era, where MySpace was once this place for online connecting for a very select group of, you know, young people, and then Facebook kind of hit at this moment where it was acceptable for everybody to do it. You know, it's a universal desire to find connections and relationships. And what better way to do that than from the palm of your hand?
And are people who are older using the apps differently than younger people?
You know, we see pretty similar usage between the age groups. Humans are humans, right? And sure, we differ as we age, and what we're looking for does change. But at the core of it, we're all really looking for the same thing. And the app allows you, regardless of age, gender, and so on, to really use it at how you wish. What's fascinating about Bumble, however, is that women make the first move.
And that
has been a really profound
thing. Why do you do it that way?
So it was really a reaction to real life versus a reaction to any other digital platform. And quite frankly, women don't hold the power when it comes to connecting. You know, in traditional antiquated dating formats, women are expected to sit on their hands and wait for the man to court them, right? And we really wanted to find a way to empower women to feel like an equal and also take away that expected aggression that men sometimes feel they have to have when it comes to this dating world.
One of the things we know is that the apps have a reputation of promoting hookups. But if you actually look at the data, and I do long-term, longitudinal, nationally representative studies with people, I find that couples who meet online aren't more likely to be hookups. In fact, couples who met through internet dating actually transitioned to marriage faster. Because there are advantages in knowing more about the person before you meet them. If you're looking for something specific, let's say you're looking for a partner who has to be a vegan and loves to do mountain climbing, you can find that person online, but you're not going to find that person very easily in real life, because that person could walk right by you and you wouldn't know. To a certain extent, dating is about information gathering, and the internet and the phone apps facilitate that to a certain degree.
Are there disadvantages in your view? Are there things that we lose because people are doing dating in this way instead of the way that they've done it in the past?
I haven't found any. The popular literature tends to view the internet dating, the phone apps, very skeptically. And I think that a lot of that skepticism is unwarranted. I think any new technology that's popular with young people is going to be viewed skeptically by the old people. And I put myself comfortably in the old people category. there's plenty of anecdotes about how internet dating makes people unhappy, but the data don't support those anecdotes.
I was talking to a friend recently who said that she had been on 80 first dates last year, which just seemed like a ton to me. But, you know, is that typical, Whitney? Is that typical?
Yeah, absolutely. So the beauty of Bumble and this world of online connecting is it gives you access, right? Going down to the bar, what is the access you're gaining there? Really only a few people. And you're also in a bar, right? So you've almost set yourself up for failure from the get-go because you're surrounding yourself around something that is otherwise perceived as, you know, not the most positive thing to do. Sure, it's social, but might not be the most uplifting, right? So if you're looking for that adventuring outdoor vegan, you're probably not going to find them in the bar. So I would say this access to lots of first dates or lots of meetups is actually a really great thing because it means there's a desire to be social. There's a desire to meet people, yet the access beforehand was quite limited.
One of the things that I was reading about when it comes to online dating is that after a while, people do experience kind of a burnout or a fatigue from going through a lot of dates and having it not work out. Do you see that, Michael?
In my surveys, when we've asked people how many dates they've used the apps for in the past year, we end up with a median that's more like 3 or 4 or 5. You know, there are some people who are very goal-oriented about, I need to meet somebody and I'm just going to sort through until I find my prince or princess. But for a lot of people, the apps are sort of flirting apps more than necessarily dating apps, because the truth is arranging 80 dates is a lot of hard work.
Right.
So you have to be super...
A lot of restaurant reservations there.
Yeah, you have to be super motivated. But for most people, it's sort of a more slow process, because the truth is, even with the apps, setting up a date, finding the person, getting them to agree to meet you at the place, and then, you know, going and having dinner with them, that's real work. I mean, it's always still the case that people in long-term relationships have a big advantage because the companion is immediately accessible. Everybody who's single looking to meet somebody new has work to do.
So if these apps are so great, how come more people than ever are single now? I'll let either one of you take that one.
Well, so I think there's a couple reasons. The age at first marriage in the United States has been climbing since 1960 or so. And I think the reason people are postponing marriage is that people can afford to be single. It used to be that if you were a woman, you had to have the support of either a husband or a father to put food on the table. You weren't going to make it in this world on your own. But that's not true anymore. People make it in this world on their own. Women can support themselves. They don't need to get married, and we're living longer. So there's less hurry to settle down. And I think the less hurry is good in a lot of ways, because a lot of the marriages that people formed when they were too young to know themselves, those marriages didn't last. I've interviewed some people who I consider to be sort of refugees from the land of committed relationships. In other words, they spent 10 years living with one or two partners, and they found how hard that could be, and they just don't want to settle down. And the truth is, you don't have to now. We have more options. And having more options, of course, also makes it difficult to find somebody else who shares your view of relationships and commitment. So that's a challenge in the modern dating world. But more options, in my view, are almost always good.
Whitney?
I would love to agree with that and to further that with one other point, that people are now more willing to leave something that is not good for them. When you feel that you don't have choice or you don't have any options outside what you're already in, it's very hard to take the leap out of that, right? I do think this access has granted people hope because there is more. There are other options. Beforehand, and I remember from my college days, you know, girlfriends of mine would have boyfriends where they didn't feel like it was right, but they said, but I don't want to start going out every night. I don't want to have to go to the bar every night and meet somebody. Those days are no longer, right? You can still live your life on your own terms and have access to meeting people. And I do think that that is a positive. Absolutely.
That's Whitney Wolf, who is the CEO of the dating app Bumble. We've also been speaking with Michael Rosenfeld, professor of sociology at Stanford University, who studies online dating. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.